we can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for August 9th, 2023, episode 51. Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello,
hello,
my love.
Hello, queen of queen of queens.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
We had to do a redo. You messed up.
So why would you even say that?
Because it's
completely unnecessary.
Well, it shows we're not perfect.
If I'd left it in, that would have been good. I'd had the wrong date.
Yes.
I caught it, though. It's a minor thing. Yeah. Yes, you're great. Cheers,
redo.
Me.
Oh.
Cheers, me. Cheers, me. I've been doing so many things.
Cheers.
That I was working on something for Friday.
Yes,
because we're leaving.
I know.
Here we go. Let's try this. This has been decanting. Whoa.
Ooh.
Decanting for over an hour.
Yes.
And what do you think of it?
I like it.
This is Luke.
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 Oh,
from the Companion Red Blend from Columbia Valley. 2019, received from
Julie and Ben.
That's right.
Yes.
And let me see what this says here. So this is from Washington State, Columbia Valley, Wahluke Slope with an H.
Where's Columbia Valley?
In Washington State, apparently.
Oh.
Here we go. What does it say on this red blend? Together, we are a perfect union of blended character. Our shared language, a nod of the head. A gentle gesture. It's very hard to read. One shared currency. Was it like a Bitcoin wine? enduring. I can't read it. Oh, enduring loyalty. Jealously inseparable. Silent in our companionship. Because everything we could ever imagine is already expressed between us.
Jeez, who wrote that?
The Washingtonians. Hello.
Like, whoa. Yeah, keep it simple. It's red wine in a bottle.
With a cowboy and a dog on the
with
front.
With hints of grape.
I taste some definite grape in there. It's not bad, though. I like
no,
this.
No, it is not
it's
bad.
It's a pretty good one.
But whoever is their marketer, they need to rethink that.
They need to work on all that. Yeah.
So like, how you doing there?
Oh,
love.
Oh, hello.
I almost said dude, but I changed it to love.
I'm doing very well. I think I, like you, probably have a little bit of the pre-vacation jitters.
You think I have jitters?
Yeah, for sure. You don't have jitters. You have insanity.
I know. Why do you say that?
Because you need to, before days.
Insanity.
It's insanity. It's different. You're not insane. Insanity.
Oh, by the way that you say it, it's not insanity. It's insanity. Okay.
It's very different.
Okay.
No, we wake up and it's like, okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. Got to do this. Got to that. And it's mainly stuff you have to do, honestly.
I know, because you said the other night, you go, boy, you have a lot to do. I'm like, what? You're like, you got to pack us both.
Yeah. Well, now.
I know. And you go, that's why you have the name The Keeper.
If you want to keep up the Keeper branding, then this is what
you
do.
I would hope that it has evolved since then.
Well, yeah, of course. Okay. You literally keep me as your producer in a cage.
Yeah. Yes, you're so stuck.
No, you have all of my clothes. So
I'm packing entirely for you. You don't have to think about it. At all.
I know. And I appreciate that. And
except your toiletries.
It's 14 days worth.
You should clean out your toiletry bag.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking. Yeah, it's kind of grungy.
I got to clean out all kinds of bags.
Yeah.
It's 14 days and I have 13 pair of underwear.
Yes. And you only have 11
pair of socks. No.
And I went out and bought you 3 pair today.
Is that not embarrassing?
I'm like, what's going on? Who ate your socks?
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened because you'd be like, you got holes in the socks, throw them out. And I throw them out.
Oh, I know. You saw a pair in the garbage can. You're like, I like these socks.
These are great socks. You're like, there's a hole in them. You can't be where you're the pod father.
I'm really
you can't
big about that. I think when I was a child and we were around with holy underwear and holy socks. And I said,
then when you say holy, it's not like Jesus.
No.
It's like big holes in it. Yes, I got you.
No holy socks in this house. Holy. H-O-L-E-Y.
Yes.
And so, yes, I've been a fiend. I've been doing laundry. No. I'm pretty much packed. All your stuff is out. I just have to now organize it like Tetris. in the suitcase.
Marie Kondo, Tetris. Yeah, you can use all of these monikers.
I'm going to snap a picture of it so people can see just how organized I am.
You should,
because
you roll everything up and you've got it. I mean, you should do it before you pack it up, because the whole dining room table is filled with just my stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's organized. I mean, if we could just pick up the dining room table, that'd be fine. We can just move that with us.
Just tip it to put it all in the suitcase.
That's how I would do it. Like, hey, throw that in.
Yeah.
It's incredibly appreciated. I did the studio because we will be doing Curry and the Keeper on the road.
Yeah,
and we'll be doing No Agenda as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we tested that out, or I tested it out. Mm-hmm. Got the whole mobile rig. It's all in one beautiful little case.
Yeah.
So I did the important part.
Yeah. You did the important part. I'm like, dude, you don't have enough underwear. We're going to have to find a laundromat. Or we're going to have to buy you some new. And you go, I could turn them inside out and rewear them.
I don't care. We were in bed last night and we're going through this. And I was saying that, you know, but what was it exactly? But it went back to one of our earliest episodes, like episode five
about
or six.
The laundry.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't you know? Oh, no, I was wearing this shirt. And I said, I'm wearing my Mercy Me shirt. He said, you wore that today and now you're wearing it in bed. I said, in case you haven't noticed for the past 25 weeks, whatever t-shirt I was wearing during the day I wear to bed, you go, ooh, that's disgusting. Like, you didn't even notice that? And I said, why are you doing that? Well, we had this whole conversation about me having too many underwear, socks, and t-shirts in the laundry.
You found it for me
and played
it for me.
Yes, I did.
I still don't know why you have two piles to my one. I don't understand. Maybe because your clothes are bigger.
Oh, there you go. It's not the amount. It's just the size.
I used to just do two piles.
Yeah.
Whites and darks. Now I do dark for Adam.
To be quite honest.
Dark for me.
You know, it's like I have to have
your
bigger.
Guns.
My guns are definitely showing.
Oh, you're sweating. You're sweating.
That's
all
you're
doing.
My guns. Yeah. Come on, man. You see
and
it.
This is the first vacation that you're bringing workout clothes and sneakers. I don't think I've ever seen you in a pair of sneakers.
And
I have to take a picture of this.
No, you don't. And are you very excited to see me work? Tina always wants to see me work out. She's like, can I watch you work out? No.
I have to be careful. Yes, I'm excited to see you, but I'll keep my mouth zipped and not try to coach you.
Yeah, well, you're doing that
wrong. Your form is all off.
If you do it like Xtina J or Hollis T.
Hollis.
Yeah, come on, squad. Let's do it, squad. Yes, come on now. Come on, let's upper row and then back. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hear you in there. You're like, ugh. 15 minutes later.
That's exactly what it sounds like, doesn't it? Yeah.
Hollis T wore me out, man. 15 minutes.
Yeah, but they're all doing like 10-pound weights, and I'm doing 15.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm thrilled that you kept it.
Oh, thank you.
I am.
Thank you. Amidst all of the insults, you can still slip in just a little bit of pride. Thanks.
I am. I'm really excited, babe. But so everything is, I mean, I got the passports. I printed out stuff. I even dug out the euro. You did the coins.
That was really good. Where did you even have those?
In the drawer in the laundry room.
Because it turns out we learn, and this is a thing that didn't used to be this way, but in almost every restaurant, anywhere you go, there will be a toilet dame, a toilet lady.
No.
Yes.
Go ahead. No.
Yes.
I've been in the ladies' room. It's maybe different for men's.
Okay.
But you couldn't get in the stall until you put the coin
what?
In.
Where was
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah. And that was in Amsterdam.
Where in Amsterdam?
When we were having lunch.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me now?
You couldn't get in the stall?
No. I had to come back and get coins.
What kind of commie stuff is this?
You tell me. So Anamika just got back from Europe and she said, make sure you bring some coins for the restrooms. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I can't. The whole country is cashless, but you have to have coins to pee.
Yeah. There you go. I had to come back to the table. We were having lunch with Jeroen. And I said, I need money to get into the bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
We were at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Well, we have to pay special attention to this because, seriously, the whole country is going cashless. You're getting penalized if you use cash.
So they don't want our American dollars then, huh?
Nobody wants our American dollars. It's chipping away before your very eyes.
Yeah.
It's melting.
Yeah.
It's becoming less and less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we got all the other stuff done. You know,
we're set.
There was quite a bit to be done.
Yeah. You know. We still have some more things to do. Phoebe gets picked up on Friday.
I have a list. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
What's on your list?
Well, I had a number of things I had. The P.O. box, toothpaste. Did you get new toothpaste?
You asked me that earlier. That's been done weeks ago.
Did you update Trillium on the laptop?
Yes, I did that too. I unplugged the miners.
Locked. Okay, that's my list. Yes. I'm like, I'm going to unplug the mining
machine. Here's Tina's list. Pack for two people for 14 days. Go buy your husband new socks because he doesn't have enough. And here's Adam's list. I got to unplug the miners.
Unplug the mining machines. I'm in charge of phone cords, chargers.
You're in charge of all cords.
Remove temporary lights from the pool, which is hilarious by itself.
Oh yes, let's talk about this. So Adam, the pool light, which went out a few weeks ago. Been a mess just trying to get this light.
Well, first, just to get a light, and then to have, you know, now you have to thread the cord 150 feet through an existing conduit. And, you know, I've got Danny, the pool guy, in the pool.
He's underneath the water, like Diver Dan, like trying to get this light installed. And long story short, the darn thing just won't, they can't pull the wire out. So Adam, genius Adam, it's like, you know, I'm going to get on Amazon. I'm going to look for pool lights. So his $50 four LED pool lights come in and he puts them in, and you would have thought it was Christmas morning.
I was so happy.
You were like, look at my pool lights.
It's blue. It's blue again. It's blue.
You can't really even see them, but I love them. And they're just hanging on the side of the wall
Then they fell to the bottom of the pool and they're just,
but you were so giddy.
Happy because we had this big black hole at night, which is really, I mean, it bothered me. It really did. And so anyway, Danny, I was so calm. I was like, you know, Danny, you're going to figure it out. We're not, whatever, you know, otherwise I'll just stick some of these pool lights on the side. I said, it's in God's hands, man. And he says, how come you're not mad? How come you're not mad? Why aren't you yelling and screaming? He says, because I've
figured you're like, up. I got Jesus in my heart.
He's right. Like, look at Jesus looking down on us, brother. What's your problem?
And here's me. It's just a pool that I don't even go in. And it just, Annette's just like, why don't you go in your pool? I'm like, I don't know.
It's too hot.
It's like hot. Bath water. And it's too hot. It's like still water.
No. Danny's fixing the fountains too. We're going to. And those were actually just broke. Those probably have been broken since when we moved in.
No, I remember he had them on when we looked at the house.
Yeah, but it's plastic crap. So, yeah. And here's Danny. He's like, you know, three of those things, like $120. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow you to do that. So I have the one that's like $30 and I'll saw off the thing. I'm like, okay, Danny, whatever. Like, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't. He gets so mad.
I love, it's the little things that make you happy, like putting the pool lights.
$50 worth of pool lights, and I was very, very happy.
And then setting up the travel studio, and you were like, wow, it works. This is great, it works.
I am very happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm also excited about our trip, baby. Yeah. This is going to be a super cool trip, and thank you for arranging everything. Of course, we had the... Chris's travel friend who did that all for free for us.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Seamless luxury travel. Is that what it's called? Seamless luxury travel.
I got an app.
Yeah. She planned everything's on an app and everything that we need to know. And I printed off some of the documents and it was great having somebody take care of everything for us. It was great.
Yeah. Except for the Amsterdam stuff.
You did do that.
I did do that.
That's pretty good. Yes.
Yeah. I booked our tickets. Our flight. Let's hope that goes well.
So I was working out the other day and I was like, you know, I wonder if Adam got a confirmation. I'm like, you know,
this kind of, did you get a confirmation?
I better check the dates because what if it's 2024? Be just our luck.
That would be something I could have done easily. Yeah. No, I got a, we do.
You know, like not pressing confirm reservation.
No, that's up to you. Yeah. Man. That's all on you. Now I got your trip is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got all that.
Yeah. So,
So we leave Friday and, where will we be on Wednesday for our next show? Will we be?
We are going to be in Spain.
Spain?
Yes.
Because we arrive in Spain on Tuesday.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
And are we in Barcelona on Wednesday?
I think we're in Barcelona on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we are.
Hold on. I think
where's your app, man?
It's right here, man. Let me look. Hold on. Stand by.
All right. If I remember correctly, we're in Barcelona. Salona on
yes,
Wednesday.
And then we have a private tour on Wednesday. So then we will record after we get back from the private tour. Right.
Cool.
And we will lay down all the deets. And
the
you know what?
What?
Seriously. And you can follow my Instagram for all of the pictures because I will post it all.
Okay.
So including a picture of Adam in his sneakers.
I think not. I want approval of every picture that I'm in.
Pew.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was someone boosting us.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. So now I have to say I missed on Monday. I really missed our marriage workshop.
Yeah.
Because it ended.
It ended, yeah.
And on Monday, I was like, "What? I don't have anything.
We had all this free time.
I don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
And I kind of missed the whole thing. It had become such a kind of, a part of life there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And there's a big void. It's not a big void, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I know.
It was a lot of fun.
And that's why you came out to me and you said, "Hey, can I take you out to dinner tonight?"
That's right. I did, didn't I? Yeah, yes, I did.
Can I take you out to dinner? And I said, yeah. And you said, this isn't just, I'm not just taking you out to dinner.
No,
I'm just taking you out to eat,
I'm hoping to get lucky is what I said. I said, this is foreplay. That's what I said. This is foreplay, baby.
Yeah, I'm like, baby, it started in the morning when you emptied the dishwasher.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did talk about, though, when we go to Amsterdam, and we're going out to a really lovely place for dinner. And I said, we need to lay down some ground rules here.
What?
About if we should run into any of your ex-wives. Okay. We got to lay down some ground rules.
This is not we laying down anything.
I laid them down.
Okay, stop. Stop. We're watching a movie.
We're watching
It's Complicated with Alec Baldwin.
And Meryl Streep.
And this, this was Sunday and it was after I did no agenda. And you're like, let's watch this great movie. I'm like, a chick movie. Okay. You actually said, thanks for indulging. And it was an okay movie, but Alec Baldwin is, divorced. And then, anyway.
Divorced from Meryl Streep.
Anyway.
So he's remarried.
Here's how it always goes when we're watching a movie. And it's a movie, by the way. It's a movie. It's fiction. I'm not Alec Baldwin, you're not Meryl Streep. And so Alec Baldwin, sees his ex-wife, I'm going to shorten it up here, in public, and then goes over there and kisses her. And then you stop the movie, press pause, and you look at me and you say, when we're in Amsterdam, if you see one of your many ex-wives, you're not going to get up and kiss them because that'll be a big problem.
Because that's the European way to get up and like on both sides of the cheek. Hello. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. No.
What makes you think that I would even do that?
And now I'll have
to just sit there and go, hi. Hi.
Because hi. You are respectful and you're a kind gentleman.
Yeah,
that's
but
why.
Now you're asking me to not be respectful
now you have to
and
be
kind.
A jerk and
douchebag. Douchebag. Okay.
No.
All right.
You can.
No, I'm not. No. I said, baby.
Probably
said,
they walk. If somebody were to walk up to us, you'd probably look at me right away like
what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What is okay?
Sweating.
What do I do?
You start sweating.
That's right. Baby, I only have, 11 pairs of socks. I'm sweating in my shoes here. What do I do?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So, what else you got on your list?
I got nothing on my list. I'm waiting for you to tell me what's going on.
I'm done.
No, you are not done.
Good night, everybody.
No.
So,
I don't even know what we did last week. I'm so
lost.
We
went out to dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette on Friday. We went to a new Italian restaurant.
That was kind of cool.
Yes, it was a new Italian restaurant.
That was kind of cool because everyone recognized me and I was Mr. Hero.
And then so he's like, I want to have your lasagna, but it's got to be like.
Hold on a second. What is that tone you're using? I don't think so. Very nice server. She's because it's new. It's a new restaurant. So thanks for coming. It's great to be here. Good to have you here. I said, I'm very excited. And I'm always excited with a new Italian restaurant to try the lasagna to see if it matches
and
you said it's
Carmella's. It's got to be like Carmella's. Yes. Exactly.
Carmella's, my grandparents' housekeeper at the time.
Yes.
And so that's all. I wasn't a douche.
So, So she's like, it's 30 layers and it's on its side. And so you're having this conversation.
Well, first of all, you were going to have steak.
Unbeknownst to me.
You were going to have steak. I don't do pasta. At an Italian restaurant.
You know, I don't do pasta.
You did pizza.
I did pizza, yeah. But I don't do pasta.
How was your pizza?
It was good. Okay. It was very good restaurant. So anyway, unbeknownst to us, the chef was walking back and forth and he was listening to what Adam was saying because he clearly recognized you because he knew who you were.
His name was Adam, so yes. You know, Adam stick together. There's not like, that many of us.
He's like, oh, I know who you are. That's what he said. Not only that, at the end of the meal, one of the other hostesses or somebody comes up and she's like, you know, would you like to take an extra piece home with you? I'm like, oh, brother.
All the perks of living with the Podfather and all you can say is, oh, brother.
And I love that Pastor Jimmy and Annette get to witness this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because I'm all around it all the time. So, but
here's what you said. This is what I go through all the time. I'm glad you can see it finally. This is what it is. This is my life with this man. Like, everyone's just giving him free lasagna. It's horrible.
You should have taken it. We could have had dinner.
No. I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
When we have no money and no food is when I want to see if they can give me some free lasagna.
Hey, can I have a piece of that lasagna?
That's what I want to see.
No, but it was nice. But at the meal, which was interesting, is that Pastor Jimmy called me and Annette the terror twins and you the power twins.
I think I called you the terror twins.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah. You guys are the terror twins.
We're the terror twins.
Yeah, terror twins. We're the power twins. Pastor Jimmy and Podfather Curry.
Oh.
We're the power twins.
Podfather Curry. But it was funny when we were talking, Jimmy was teasing and he was talking about how Annette listens to podcasts and he said she listens it at 1.5 times speed.
No. Oh, I missed that whole conversation.
Well, you turned around, you said to him, oh my God, you just stabbed my heart.
Right. Yes. That's right. I did. Oh, I do remember this. Who does that? Who listens at 1.5 times? That's why I'm so happy with my Boostagram balls. Like, go ahead, listen to that at 1.5 times speed.
Oh, mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a second. But we did see Hollywood in the restaurant.
Yep.
He's walking by and I go, Adam, is that Hollywood? I don't even call him by his real name.
Just Hollywood.
I go, is that Hollywood?
I introduced him as such. I said, hey, meet Pastor Jim. I said, Jimmy and Annette, I think is what he prefers.
Oh, okay.
In that case. I said, this is Hollywood. He's like, how's it going? I said, well, the bite's not entirely right. They actually called today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Can you come tomorrow at noon? I said, I can't. I work on Thursday. So.
Oh.
And we leave on Friday. So unless he can do it today, he says, nah, he's busy. So, okay, I'll just have to live through it. I hope nothing pops out or goes crazy in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to take my geriatric paste.
Yeah.
In case I have to glue something back on.
Yeah.
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 Hey, it's only 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And then when I come back, then I get the beauties. I wish I could have had the beautiful smile for this trip.
Your smile's beautiful.
It's not.
It's a little off color.
It's jank.
I'm kidding. I like teasing you.
Excuse me. I'm going to close the lid. The lid down. Closing the lid on that.
But after dinner was really special too, because we received a beautiful iron cross.
This was cool. Yeah. Now, who was that from?
From Carrie Bang.
Right.
And she had given one to Andrea and David when their house was blessed. This was months ago. Mm-hmm. And she had gotten one for us and also Pastor Jimmy and Annette. Mm-hmm. And so when we had dinner with them,
did you take a picture of that?
I posted it on Instagram. And so,
Tina Curry, 33, everybody.
That's right. Thinking about you rolling your eyes.
No,
you're like,
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm just looking at the ceiling. It's not the same thing.
But so we asked Pastor Jimmy to bless our house and put the cross up on our door by our door. And he did. And it's absolutely beautiful. There's a picture, like Adam said, on my Instagram. So he did a few different scripture. Mm-hmm. And the one that stuck out to me was Matthew 7:24.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Which is, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Mm-hmm. And then, so yes. And so he said a prayer. And
we were out there with Phoebe.
Phoebe was out there too. And I was just standing there and I was just so wrapped in gratitude at what was happening like right before our eyes. You know, here we are, we were brought to this beautiful that, house.
That's what I had. I had like a film tunnel of look at where we are right now. Look at what's
too.
Happening.
And I'm like, yeah, interesting. And look who's standing here who are now our best friends, Pastor Jimmy and Annette. When a year ago I was watching him at church and not even, you know, not introducing myself or anything. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a, it's a full circle moment. I can't even explain it. And I was just immersed in gratitude and just thankful to God.
Me too. You know? I had that same like that film tunnel. And you're there like, wow, look at all the things that have happened in just 2 years, 2 years.
Yeah. Two years. I mean, really not even a year. Well, I've been going to Bridge Church for about 15 months.
Living Up in a Down World, their podcast.
Started in January.
30 episodes now.
Yeah. So, but I was just so, oh my gosh, I was so touched by it all. And I feel
it was great.
Like our house is just wrapped in protection too.
Yep. Just needs to be painted. What else needs to happen?
The fence needs to be fixed. We need a driveway.
I got a lot more.
We need
a lot more boostergrams before we can do a driveway, my dear.
We need a door sweep.
Yeah. Well, now Mike's going to do the door sweep. He's going to do that when we're gone.
But I want to talk about the ripple effect that Pastor Jimmy talked about.
Yes.
When I think about, and I shared this last night with Dawn when I went to the prayer night at the elementary school, about how, you know, and Pastor Jimmy was saying how you drop a pebble in the middle.
How did this come about? Because this came up, there was more history to, there was a genesis how this story came about.
I think that it started when I was at Annette's house on Friday for Bible study. Cause we're doing a Bible study too. I'm doing so much Bible study. And I started talking.
By the way, you want to know anything about the descendants of Abraham or Jacob or whatever? Tina can give you the whole tree.
I'm in Jeremiah right now. What do you want to know?
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing. But if I have a question, I'm coming to you for
sure. I'm 226 days into the Bible. Almost through the Old Testament. Anyway, I think it started when I was having a conversation with Pastor Jimmy at his house about the ripple effect. And then we started talking about it. We started talking about it Friday night, and then he sent us his devotional on Saturday morning about the ripple effect and how he was saying, and I'm quoting him. He says, waves are spectacular moments and events that are unusual and rarely occur. Ripples are the small, almost unnoticed, ordinary acts of grace, love, mercy, kindness, generosity, and service. And Pastor Jimmy calls them the dailies. And he said, think about the effect of a ripple. What we do matters. And it ties back into the whole comment that I made or the meme that I sent to the woman on Instagram.
So when
you start thinking about just that one little pebble just dropping and how it ripples to the sides and then it comes back. And so in that moment, as we were standing there outside of our home, and I was thinking about all that, and I was thinking how, oh my gosh, how Julie came to us, and Julie surrounded us and, you know, started us on this path, how you got that article, how Peggy came, how Peggy emailed Pastor Jimmy, how then we connected and brought us right to this moment. And it was just that one little pebble that was dropped that just rippled out. And I'm just, and if you think about it, there's so many so many of our actions that are like that.
Oh, and I especially like the comparison with the wave because, the stuff I'm doing every day to podcasting 2.0 value for value, that is all ripple effects, all ripple stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas the world is very much like, it's got to be the wave. It's got to be the big thing. It's got to be mass adoption. Like, no, man, that's not true.
Yeah.
It's just got to be little bits and, you know, and value goes a long way and value comes back and it comes back in little ripples of water. And that's the long term. That's long term.
Yeah.
And we're starting to be right about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that was very beautiful. You got a lot of feedback and
I want to get into that, but I want to finish up with the evening. So, you know, we went to dinner, we had our house blessed and we're
stop.
Yes.
At this moment, just want to say how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Man, how much fun are we having?
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Praise Jesus.
Woohoo. But so we were talking, I don't know how we got into this conversation. I've got it in my notes here and we were talking about cooking and I said, I said, you know, I like cooking for you. Like, that's important to me to cook for you. And, yeah. and Pastor Jimmy goes, well, we have a FFY night. And we're like, FFY, fend for yourself. Oh,
yeah. No, we don't have a FFY night.
And you go, oh yeah, that's 30 years of wow.
Is that what that is, huh? Is that what 30 years of wow is?
I thought
is?
That was funny.
FFY.
Because before, well, now they're doing strict carnivore. They're doing
and
so
they're
great.
And they're feeling fantastic. Oh my gosh, they're feeling great.
They're feeling yep. phenomenal. But before that, I remember one night, Annette goes, yeah, we had cereal for dinner. I go, what? No.
Now, you would never, ever serve me cereal.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. And I'd probably go like...
You'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, do you not love me anymore?
No, you used to eat those haystacks. What were those? Shredded wheat.
Oh, I like them, but that's not the same as cereal. I mean, cereal is like, you know, cardboard with sugar. I mean, that's what cereal is.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had shredded wheat in a long time.
No.
Because we went all carnivore. Since you started eating eggs... It's like now breakfast is fun in the morning. I do 4 days out of seven, probably. I'm doing the breakfast.
I think more than that.
Maybe.
Yeah. But we do eggs. Well, when we go on vacation, you'll be snarfing the bread.
Oh yeah.
The bread and the cheese in Holland for sure. Because that's all they eat.
And the raw herring.
Oh,
and all the good stuff.
The stinky fish.
Yeah.
And the brain balls.
Bitterballen.
The brain balls.
You have turned actual Dutch people off from eating these things. They're like, the way Tina describes it, I'm kind of grossed out by this
true?
National treasure of a snack that we eat all the time.
Is it true?
No, it's bitterballen with mustard is great. Brain matter with mustard is good.
Bitterballen.
Bitterballen. Bitterballen.
Boost.
Bitterballen.
Yeah, so getting back to, so that was our night. We tried to spend as much time with Annette and Jimmy, or Pastor Jimmy and Annette before we headed out, and we were able to meet them at the winery yesterday. And
which was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because we're members now, so we all went, hey, we're here for our free glass of wine.
They walk in, they're like, oh, Adam Curry's here. Our waitress, she's like, I was just thinking about you, about when you're going to come in again.
Wow, man. You know you are married to me and live with me and you... And you reap all the fruits of me. You have all the goodness
all
of
the
me,
fruits.
All the fruits, all the goodness of me. They only get to just see me.
I know. I'm teasing you.
Here's the reason why they do that. They see what I got and they think, wow, look at his woman.
Oh,
man.
Get out of here.
Like I can never live up
You're
to that.
You're so funny.
Don't doubt
that. But anyway, it was nice to be able to spend a little time with them because they're heading out on vacation. We're heading out on vacation and we'll see him at the end of the month when we get back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yes. We're going to be gone so long.
So I wanted to talk about, the faux pas that I did on last show.
This fits right into your ripples because you got a lot of feedback.
Yes.
On that.
And I want to say that I did hear from the woman. And
do you want to recap?
I think
you should recap what happened.
So I talked about how I accidentally sent a funny video to somebody and
subjectively funny.
Yes. I mean, Adam didn't think it was funny. I thought it was kind of funny, but it was. I'm going to pull it up. Hold on a second. It was a goofy video about transgender everything. And the guy was just being absurd about it. And it was just an absurd thing. And I sent it to somebody who I don't normally correspond with in this manner.
Well, you sent it to a lot of people and then
a few, not a lot, for a few people. And I selected her
notice
name.
You didn't send it to me because you knew I'd be like...
You're not on Instagram. You don't ever go on Instagram, so I wouldn't send it to you.
That's right. I'm a smart man.
Yes, you are. Yes, you're better than us
ding,
all.
Ding, ding, ding.
And so she came back and told me that her spouse was transgender. And she said that she had lost faith in her religion and has lost many friends from cruelty. She said generally from ignorance and misunderstanding. And I just felt terrible about it. And I knew that it had to happen. There's no coincidences in the kingdom.
No, ma'am.
And there was a reason for it. And I really felt terrible. And I had sent her a message and she responded to me and she said, Tina, I know you meant no ill harm with your message. You didn't know. I haven't responded yet as I was going to plan to message you when I could sit down and share. Then she said, this was not a, and then I responded and I said, I mentioned it on the podcast. I said, no names, of course. I said, there is no such thing as a coincidence in the kingdom. This was all planned to happen. And she said, this was not a coincidence. I appreciate you and your heart and who you are.
Yeah.
And so
That's very kind of her.
It was really, really kind of her. And it was a huge lesson for me, you know, huge, as I had talked about it last week. But the outpouring of support that I got from everybody was just beautiful. And I just want to read a couple, first, I want to give a shout out to my friend and my brother, Migs, in New York.
Yes.
He is a lovely man. I have not met him.
He probably sent you that meme video in the first place.
No, he didn't. He sends me some funny ones.
Whenever I see you laughing at your computer, I'm like, by the way, just saying, if I had some kind of woman in New York who was sending me funny videos on the internet, how would that go over?
Just no agenda, dude. So many no agenda guys, knights
are hitting on you. No. Yes, exactly. I know what's going on.
No, they know I'm a happily married woman. To the Podfather.
Yes, that's right.
So anyway, Migs,
they know better.
So Mig says, for we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle his whole body. That's James chapter 3.
Yes.
He said, I was listening to the week prior episode and it touched me how you sent the meme accidentally to the lady and it caused a roller coaster of feelings. I'm sorry you had to go through that. We are human. And pardon my language, shit happens. My ninja. Your heart is golden and we all know you mean the best for all, Migs. And I just love that. I love
Migs
that.
Migs is a good guy.
That he took the time to text me.
Yeah.
But there was a message that came through from, and I don't know their name, but it was a message on the Substack. And it's from SIAFM. I don't know what that's an acronym.
S-I-A-F-M.
I have no idea, but it's a little lengthy. So bear with me. It says, God bless you and keep you, Dame Tina. Calls me Dame Tina. Putting respect on that name. We fall short. It's what you do that sets the tone for the way back. Praise God we don't get what we deserve. If karma were real, we'd all be in for some bad times. All things that the enemy puts into our paths can be used for the glory of God. Stick to this. Don't shy away or hide. Don't get in this person's face either. There is deliverance in this moment and God will shine a path for you and this other in time. Stay in your prayer and study. I know you're so good at that from episode content. Your heart is pure gold. You have been given everything you need for this moment and to handle it with grace without sin. I will not tell you to ignore anything God has as a lesson for you in this, but don't let yourself get in the way and turn this into something it's not. People's reactions are fed from a whole host of things within them that are beyond our knowledge or control. So I thought that was, there's more to it and I'm not going to read the whole thing. If people want to read it, the comment is on the Substack, but
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you still sharing videos and memes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I got, this is actually, you don't know anything about this, but No Agenda Social, I've kind of become the anti-meme guy.
Yes, I know.
Because I think 95% of memes are dumb. And people are so happy that they post them. It's like, you know what, Adam? I don't know why that irks me.
Well, this is how I feel about it. I am very careful now, but also I like to laugh. And if I find things humorous or funny, I want to share it,
I'm with you. That's
kind of how I look at it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But I just want to thank everybody for their lovely outpouring of support.
Oh yeah.
I hope that my experience also teaches you and to be careful because words do matter.
Everybody. Words.
Words really do matter.
Oh man. We had a jingle for that 100 years ago. Yes, I still have it. Ready?
Yeah.
Because words do matter.
Little Metallica.
That's a little downer.
That's Metallica. Words do matter. It's true. Yeah. It's very true. Well, yeah. I'm glad that this was a learning moment for everybody, and I'm glad that this person was so incredibly kind and got back to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But I'm still sending funny memes. Like there's this one now.
How come I'm not? Because
you're not on Instagram. Yeah. I just sent this one to Christy and a bunch of, and Renee and a bunch of people. But it's this person who took the music out from some Mick Jagger videos. And so they just show Mick Jagger dancing without any music.
That must look very weird.
It's hysterical.
Hey, man. Now, what if you're Mick Jagger? You'd be hurt by that. Oi, oi, hey, keeper, keeper, what are you making fun of me for?
Oh, it's pretty funny. Yeah. So, yeah, but I did want to say also switching gears. So I was at church on Sunday and Tommy Hayes was the...
was on fire is yes, what Tommy Hayes was. I saw the first sermon. He was on fire.
And he was basically saying what Naomi told me. When we go on vacation is to be bold. I just keep getting these messages to be
on vacation,
bold.
To be bold on vacation.
Be bold, be bold.
It's going to be very interesting because funny you bring this up because we're going to have dinner with my ex-boss. He's still a friend.
Yes.
He's a good friend. Yes. We respect each other. We've kept in contact all these years. He's significantly older than I am, even older than you are.
Oh, burn. No,
he's 74, I think. Maybe 75.
Oh.
Yeah. But he, you know, he's also not, he's always been a little sickly. He's just, you know, he'll be the first to say, like, oh, I got a half a lung over here. And
but he's still going.
Oh, yeah. And so he booked a beautiful restaurant because I said, hey, man, you know, should we come to your place and have some dinner? Because, you know, I want to see him. This is after all the 2023 catch him before they die tour.
Death tour 2023.
Death 2020. And so, you know, he's booked a new beautiful restaurant. And I am going to say, excuse me, I'd like to say grace before we eat. It'll be very interesting because I know one thing for sure. He's probably not into this.
Oh.
So, though, yeah. But I'm like, I have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's the message that I got. And that's the message Naomi said was be bold.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be bold.
But it's not to put it in his face. It's just like, just like I want to bless him and Fariba and I want to bless us and everybody. I really do.
For sure.
Yeah. That's important to me.
For sure. But so I was at church on Sunday. And so sweet Anita and Paul,
do I know Anita?
I don't think you've met her, but Paul, he is one of the ushers. And so a couple of weeks ago, he stopped. Okay. He's like, I listened to your show. And then I saw Anita after church one day and she's like, she goes, every time I think about the toilet lid, I think about your show. She goes, I just have to laugh. So she stopped me at church.
Well, here we go.
So she stopped me at church and she goes, I have something for you. I'm going to give it to you after church. You have to stop by and see me. And I said, okay, well. And so I was walking out of church. I'm like, oh, shoot. And so she came over and she said, you know, she goes, Paul and I, we were in a little bit of a tiff. She goes, she goes, you know, she didn't go into any detail. And she said, and then I asked him, do you want to listen to their show? And he's like, yeah, let's listen to the show. And it appeared that it brought them out of there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Saving marriages one at a time.
Yes.
Curry and the keeper. Keep the lid down. I have a couple of KTLD things I need to share with you.
But hold on. She goes, I have something for you. She goes, I just had this idea. And she goes, and I had it made for you. And
I love this.
I pulled the hat out and it's in the newsletter and it says KTLD is a cap with Curry and the Keeper underneath it.
Fantastic.
I loved it.
Very kind.
See,
merch, baby.
We're making movement across the country.
That's right. People are getting on that KTLD tip. I have a couple of KTLD things to share.
Okay,
first of all, we now understand the significance of 5853.
Yes,
that is KTLD on your phone keypad. KTLD 5853. So that is a boost number, KTLD boost. But I got a couple of other interesting KTLD notes. One from Don Richards. And this is pertinent to you.
Oh.
He says, you know, Adam, us men, we should really pee sitting down. Oh. Now wait for it. Wait for it. I'm like, okay, please enlighten me. I have Lyme's disease as well as toxic mold syndrome, which all sounds really bad, my brother. One of the treatments is methylene blue.
Oh.
which I believe you are taking.
Yes, yes.
He says, you know, I don't know how it is for the keeper, but I have to sit down because when I pee, my methylene blue stains the toilet bowl.
Oh.
Now, I just want, I mean, it's a little personal, but does this thing come out blue on the other end?
No, it comes out green. Blue and yellow make
does
green.
Does it really come out green? Seriously?
Yes.
But it doesn't stain the toilet. Well, no. I don't. He must be on a super dose or something.
Yeah. No, I just do 5 drops. I do 5 drops.
Okay. Well,
that's why she put me on too, because I have the Lyme bacteria. I don't have Lyme disease, but I have Lyme bacteria.
Lyme bacteria. This. Yeah. This
remember when Christina said, "I think men should sit down and pee," and she goes, "Don't you, Tina?"
You mean my daughter, my daughter Christina.
Yeah, and I go, "No." And Kevin goes, "Thank you."
It's not really, no, this is like Ken and Barbie say no. And then Bob sent an interesting note.
Who's Bob?
Bob. He's Bob. I don't know. Bob. Bob says, apart from hygiene, which of course is true, KTLD, keep the lid down, is prominent in a few cultures as a way to avoid bad luck.
Oh.
It is actually feng shui.
Oh.
And he sent a link. I put it in the show notes, the feng shui. Always keep your toilet lid shut when not in use. A toilet is a massive drain in the house, and when you flush it, you don't only flush the evil Q-I.
Oh, that's...
But you might flush the good Q as well, and considered in Chinese tradition to be flushing your money down the toilet.
Oh!
Thus, it is advised to close the lid of your toilet whenever you flush, so the germs go down the drain rather than float throughout the house, but it's also good energy that will not get drained away.
Oh! Huh.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's literally where flushing your money down the toilet comes from.
That's interesting.
Because the lid is just open and all your good luck, all your good energy is just going and circling that. And the minute you flush, sucks all your good energy. I thought that was really interesting.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Okay. You sound like it's, that's really interesting. No, sorry.
I'm thinking about the
blue and the green, aren't you?
I'm wondering if I should even bring this up, but I'm going
probably
to.
Probably not. Oh, okay.
Well, I was thinking about when you were on the phone with your friend the other day.
Oh, really? No. You really shouldn't bring this up. You really shouldn't. I mean, we're now episode 51. Now we're going to toilet habits. No, I forbid you from talking about this.
I'll be vague.
No, I think you should not. What part of forbid did you not understand? If you must. It's like, it's just, hey, everybody at that Italian restaurant, get ready, because here's who you think is so cool. Podfather, Adam Curry, lasagna connoisseur. Here we go.
Lasagna connoisseur. No, I'm just surprised that you're talking on the phone while you're in the bathroom and emitting noises you're talking to your friend on the phone.
This is Vic.
And then you come out of the bathroom. I go, dude, you're in the bathroom. I can hear you. And you're talking to Vic and you go, well, I'm muted when I flushed.
Listen, Vic and I go back more than 30 years.
Girls don't do that.
No, but the crap girls do discuss is quite disturbing. Disturbing the things y'all discuss.
You're like, you're talking to...
Okay. All right. There it is. To be fair, it was more like... Okay. There it is.
Oh, and I'm like, talking on the
This is Indiana here, ladies and gentlemen. Have we lost all dignity?
I'm sorry. I had to bring
you're not sorry at all. At all. He's like, oh, how can I... By the way, you're going to be next to me in bed tonight, next to this bathroom man. I'm glad you think it's so hilarious. How can I even go to church anymore and look these people in the eye and be like, dude, that's the guy that takes a dump in the toilet and he's talking. That guy.
Oh my gosh, my stomach. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm perplexed. Like, what is he doing? Anyway, we all poop. We all do. Even the dog, she does. But I just thought, it's just the difference between men and women.
The difference between men and women is men will never talk about how their wives poop and what they do. But if you would like me to open up a little booklet, perhaps when you were at the store and I had to actually bring a brush and a plumbing tool. You remember that? Remember when I had to bring the plunger because you know you had, do you remember? You remember?
Okay. Yes, I deserve it. Okay. I deserve it. Oh my gosh, my stomach hurts so much.
Anyway,
hey, it's life, baby. Yes. It's
so
life.
I went on the Janice Dean podcast. That was fun.
I hope she thinks she's listening. Does Janice
I hope not. I hope. Should we thank a few people? Let's get out of this. Yes. We gotta get to do something else quick.
Now it's time hear from the Cooksuckers.
Apologies, everybody. Indiana speaking.
We got to hear from those Cooksuckers now.
Cooksuckers. Yes. Hello, everybody.
Now it's time to hear from the Cooksuckers.
Ah, my goodness. We.
I'm sorry, babe.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Anything for ratings.
It's my, anything for boosts.
Anything for boosts. I need a sip of wine here for a second.
Okay. Do you need some more?
Mm-mm. I'm good. So what really works with these podcasts is what if you find Tina's stories of me pooping valuable, then please consider sending some value back. Why, I can understand you're at home going, wow, that was a very valuable piece of information I received there. I think.
Like, be sure to mute when you flush.
No, that was not the message. This was just purely humorous. If you think that was great, then you might want to send some value back to let us know that you're enjoying this so we know what path to go down in the future. And you can do that with time, talent, or treasure. And we have had so much time and talent sent our way from the notes that you're sending to the, to the artwork, Craig. Thank you so much. A perfect example is the hat.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, all these things, it makes you feel so good. It makes you want to do the show over and over and over again. And another way is, you know, a little something while I was on the toilet I invented called the value for value. And some of it was invented on the toilet. Believe me, I think Dave and I were both pooping when we invented it. And so if you get a modern podcast app, which you can find at podcastapps.com, and I'm very proud of the people who are getting on this train and trying it out. Hello, Julie, I see you. Anybody who tries it, it's so phenomenal. Try Fountain, try Podverse. My goodness, if you really like a real Apple experience, Castomatic, there's so many different ones. Podcastapps.com. That's a great way to send us some value and let us know with a boostergram where you can send a little note with your Satoshi payment is what you're thinking of. And I have to say, this doesn't happen very often. We have a big baller right off the top.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
Now it's coming in as 500,000 Satoshis from Skippy.
I have a
feeling that Skippy would like to be known as Sir Brian with an I.
Yes.
And so that is a very nice boost.
Brian, thank you.
Great piece of value. And he says, take my sats. I'm a sommelier now.
Woohoo!
So yes, you will be brought into the tasting room in a moment. We have a couple other people
He's
to welcome
him. He's our second sommelier.
He is. And I think we have another one today. We'll get to that in a moment.
And Brian has not only donated Satoshis, he's donated a lot of his time and talent too. So yes, I really appreciate that.
For the tasting
room. Getting really big though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
For the tasting room, I got to write this out. He would like Decoy Cabernet.
Do you remember that story? Remember you found the bottle of wine in the back of the car?
Oh,
and it was when you went out with Kenzie Kelly.
Was that the Decoy Cabernet?
He was the one that texted and told you. Like,
where did I get this bottle of wine
right.
from? Right. He also says, please pump the Boostergram ball. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, Brian. Boostergramball.com.
We're going to need some good tunes in the room while we're sipping on prunes. No, Tina, I'm not bragging about how absolutely phenomenal my song was on the show. However, you can find it at boostergramball.com. Yes, episode number 2. I'll be signing autographs in the tasting room. Please make a single file line. Lids down, bottoms up in the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Aw, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian, very much.
Very kind.
And we have a second sommelier coming in tonight, and also our second executive producer, Beth Borozan.
Beth. Thank you so much, Beth.
And Beth comes in with 111.11. These are dollars from PayPal. So that is what is known as a Spinal Tap boost, a top it up boost.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
These go to 11, indeed.
These go to 11.
And so, yes, thank you so much. He says, as a dedicated public servant, I have no talent or time. Please accept my treasure.
Aww.
Having achieved Salmon Yay status, I thank you for sharing your adventure and laughter along the way.
Aww. Thank you, Beth. What I need you to do, though, is I need you to send me your address so I can get your glasses out to you and send it to Tina@curry.com.
Indeed.
Yes.
Then we have an associate executive producer with $50, Danielle Furst. F-U-E-R-S-T. Furst.
First,
I have no note from Danielle.
I do. I sent it to you.
Oh, could you read it?
Yes. Okay. It says, hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
I sent in a donation through PayPal, but wanted to also send a note. Thank you both for sharing your lives with me and showing me every aspect of marriage, including the most important, which is love. My husband and I have been married almost 19 years and never had a fight.
Good one.
I am a rural mail carrier in Wisconsin and love listening to podcasts. Ugh. Thanks, Adam. Yes, he reminds me every day.
I love mail carriers.
Yes, it keeps me sane in the most stressful of days. I also love your journey in faith. I, too, have been getting back into my faith, especially in these crazy times.
Oh, good.
Thanks and much love to you both, Danny. Furst, Dame Sunshine of the Windmills and Wooden Shoes.
Oh, yes.
Thing. And she also made really cute t-shirts and she sent pictures of them. One with a wine glass with Curry and the Keeper. Do you remember seeing that? Yes.
Yeah.
So cute. So cute.
You know, I have gotten to know so many mail carriers over the years because of podcasting.
Yes.
You know, they've come to my house. They always send notes. I mean, we love Diana, who is our mail carrier here.
You know, we take care of her. Yes.
And she takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Then coming in with 100,000 Satoshis, Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, Pastor Jimmy.
Dearest friends, I gave up my right to withhold encouragement, or in this case, value and appreciation for those I love most. Fantastic episode. One of my favorites. Your growth trajectory in Christ is astounding and beautiful to behold. Thank you for inviting us to walk and travel this journey with you. We're not only in, we are all in.
Aww.
Love you both. KTLD and keep living up in a down world, besties. Pastor Jimmy and Damonette.
Yeah.
Heart emoji.
Lovely.
Very
lovely.
Nice. Thank Absolutely you so lovely. Much. Eric PP with 50,000 sats. And he just sends 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that emoji? Like a celebration emoji? Like the thing that... Like the cone with all the stuff in it.
Yeah, it's like celebration.
Yes, and then three emojis with a hat with a one of those.
Like the noisemaker?
Yeah, the noisemaker. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Eric PP. Andy Crow, $11. You have a note from Andy?
I don't have a note from
okay.
I have Andrew Crow, not Andy.
Well, his email was... Or her email, I guess his email him. Was Andy. So I figure it would be Andy.
Oh, did you get an email from him? No.
No, just a note on the page. So this may be a decanting because I don't think.
Yeah, I don't.
You got to ask for these things, though, people.
You've been decanted.
Yeah, let us know.
By the way, while we're at it.
Yeah.
I got a note. Where was it here? I got a note from Sir by His Grace.
Oh, David.
He says, you asked if we've not been decanted. Not looking for accolades, but have we not decanted him?
You know what? We decanted him on the last show.
I'm going to do it again, just for good measure.
You've been decanted.
This email was in my email box, in my save
box.
We
talked about it last week, too.
Yeah, this is why I'm no good.
Yeah. We're going to have a meeting.
I just decanted him again. All right. Sorry about that. No, believe me. I have many years of these mistakes. Then we have 33,333 from Skippy comes in again.
Skippy?
Sir Brian with an I.
Oh,
I forgot to ask that you credit my boost to Sir Brian with an I. Thank you for your courage. Yes, we already got that. We figured it out.
You know what? I changed his name in my phone to Skippy.
I saw it. I saw it coming in. The 5 text messages in a row. What is he texting you? What is he texting you how great he is? This is what he always does.
He said, how much is, how many Satoshis do I need to donate to be Salmon Yay? And I'm like, figure it out, dude.
Well, the deal is it's $500 total, can be over the total of the lifetime.
That's why, he had
anything you do in Satoshis is 1.5 times.
Well, he sent me a screenshot of how much he's donated to the show.
You got
to
keep track of your own stuff.
Well, and in the Fountain app, you can really keep track of how many Satoshis you donated, which
and then multiply
really
that by
cool.
1.5.
Yeah.
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 So you can do it by show. That's right.
Yeah.
You can do it by show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Good to go, Oscar. 33,015.
Comic strip blogger.
Howdy, Tina and Adam. I'd like to recommend shows of Bandrew. He's a no agenda knight and runs the most renowned and extensive YouTube channel for microphone reviews.
Oh.
Which you can find at youtube.com/podcaststage. No, podcastage. I'm sorry. PODCATAGE. Podcastage.
Oh.
Additionally, he hosts a personal podcast at bandrewsays.com. If you need comprehensive information about microphones, I encourage you to watch Bandrew's YouTube channels. You'll be pleased that these are also available as audio-only podcasts with RSS. Yo!
Yo!
CSB.
Thank you so much.
He's just promoting everybody's podcast.
I love that.
He's a good guy. Then we have a mini striper boost, 7777 from the Balderdash Boys. Episode again. Tina, thanks for allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you and being obedient to him. I thank God for you both.
Aw.
Cheers.
So sweet.
Cheers.
So sweet. Thank you so much.
Boober comes in with 5853. We know what that is.
KTLD.
That is a KTLD boost. Good to hear you. Been gone all summer from the road. Didn't listen to a thing all summer. Ooh. That's kind of good, I think, sometimes.
Wow, yeah.
Kind of blissful. And then we come back out on the road and we get to hear Tina cry and get all emotional. Bonus, bonus, bonus! Adam, keep her F-I-N-E. Missed your silky voices.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's see. We have White B 789, 3333. Love the show. I've been listening since episode one, season one.
Wow.
Season one.
Boy, things have changed.
The growth of your protege, the keeper, has been a worthwhile experience to witness. Love is lit. And Tina, a good joke would it be to have your sister remove all the toilet lids in her house when Adam visits. Good show material. KTLD.
That would be good.
Very bad idea.
That would be good.
3333 from Sir David Foley, Duke of the West.
David
in the
Lisa.
Evening, he says.
In the evening!
Congrats on 50 episodes. Love to you both. Thank you. 3333 from Gene Everett, who just says boost.
What? And he needs to be decanted. Gene hasn't.
Gene Everett?
Gene Everett. Oh, I'm thinking of Gene.
Gene Naftulia.
Yeah, he's never donated.
That's why we're not inviting him over.
Okay.
You hear that, Gene?
Gene Everett has donated, yes.
1,000 sats from CC7777s. Congratulations on 50 episodes.
Thank you.
And RGBTC value for value with 500 sats. Thank you all so much. It's incredibly appreciated.
I have one other, honey.
Oh, okay, baby.
Oh, Dame Christina Pearl.
Mm.
She is a paid subscriber on Substack, so $8 a month.
Thank you.
Yeah. So she texted me. She said, if I subscribe, does that add to my Salmonier status? I said, as long as it's paid, sister.
As long as the check don't bounce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I said, and as long as you don't start getting weird on me. Yeah.
She won't get weird on you.
No, yeah. So thank you, Christina. You've been so kind and generous.
She has.
She's donated sats and she's sent wine and given us wine and
She
is a lot of fun.
And we have two Salmoniers to induct into the tasting room this evening. Now, tell us again, what do these Salmoniers receive?
Well, they receive two fabulous etched Curry and the Keeper wine glasses.
Whoa,
so I need your addresses. Please send them to me at tina@curry.com. You will not get them, sadly, until we get back. So,
Brian, you can't come and pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm the meanie.
And then they get a visit to the virtual tasting room.
That's right. Here we go. If you would please come on into the tasting room. Sir Brian with an I and Beth Bordozon, you now both are official Curry and the Keeper Salmoniers. For you, we have Decoy Cabernet, Brie and Berries, Pate and Picorinos, Salami and Stilton, Jambon and Jarsberg, Mortadella and Manchego, Chorizo and Cheddar, and Guanciale and Gouda. Remember, now that you're Salmoniers, keep your cork soaked and your hearts full of love. Welcome to the tasting room.
Nice, babe.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm a disc jockey in my spare time.
Speaking of disc jockey.
Yes.
I want to congratulate you on the Boostergram ball.
Oh, baby. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are in your element.
Have you seen me?
No, I haven't watched you, but I know you're today, this afternoon, you were supposed to do a show with Mo and then things happened.
Yeah, Mo's whole plumbing exploded and you had to have that fixed. Yeah,
disaster. Praying anyway, for him. So we're sitting here this afternoon, you're like, I think I'm going to go in and record a Boostergram ball. And I know you dig it, don't you?
I really do.
Yeah.
And I would say the main thing is because, man, there is so much groovy music out there.
Groovy?
I mean, really groovy. Hey, man, it's like super groovy, you know? I'm surprised. You know, this has always been the problem with, you know, look, it's so easy to create music these days. It used to be a lot harder, so you just don't get, you used to not get that quality, but there's some good stuff.
And
people are making
great
songs.
I listened to the second episode twice.
Yeah.
Yes. And as mentioned in the Boostergram note, Brian's song was included. I think it was song number 6.
Yeah, Rockstar. It's called Rockstar.
Which is really, really good.
Should we play a little bit of it?
Yeah, play a little bit. His head's just going to get bigger.
Here we go. Sir Brian with an I. Here we go. I mean, it's Blink 182 in a different jacket, but okay. I'm a rock star. My name is... What's his name? What's his fake name?
Skippy.
I'm Sir Brian with an I. If you boost him right now, the sats go to him.
Wait, no, don't.
And he plays every instrument on this?
He plays bass.
He's like Prince. I want to hear the hook for a second. Because it's very poppy.
I like it.
14 shots of Jaeger. I mean, how 90s can you get? Here we go. Wait a minute. Did he say Annette?
No.
I was going through your head. I thought, going to Annette. Here we go. Hey!
You're ruining the song with the bell.
Oh, no.
Brian, yes. I don't like this song.
I do like this song. You can tell.
But I love that you are in your element. You are just, I mean, this is your foundation.
Well, it could not be any better. We finally figured out how to circumvent this whole stupid music industry that's been built up and has been ripping people off for years.
I know.
And what we've done for podcasts is we've done for musicians.
I know, but it's bringing you back to your DJ days.
Yes, it totally.
Yeah.
It totally brings me back to my DJ days.
I know.
It's not pathetic.
It's sexy.
It's not pathetic. Like a 60-year-old guy going, hey, everybody, listen to this. Rockstar. I'm Casey Kasem.
It's pathetic?
No, I'm just asking.
No,
just
not at all. Okay. Not at all.
I'm bringing back an art, which is, I mean, to talk up a record and to stop, it's called hitting the post, to stop speaking when they start singing is an old art form that has gone away. So I'm kind of bringing that back.
Yeah. No, I'm very proud of you, babe. Yeah. Very, very proud of you.
Thank you. But yeah. I'm proud of everybody who did this.
Yeah.
This is like 100
people.
No,
but I love the fact
that
you love doing it. So I encourage people to go and listen to it. It's great music. And I said, gosh, can we get this on our Sonos? Like, hello?
So the whole point, though, I'll just say, is that when you're listening in a modern podcast app, when I play a song, when a song is played, all the streaming sats and the boost and the Boostergram go to the artist.
To the artist.
And that's the beauty. And so literally... rewind this. If you like that song by Sir Brian with an I, you can boost him and it'll go to him during that song.
Yeah, but don't. No.
But don't. But really, let's not do that, okay? Let's not.
I'm kidding. I don't
know.
Wow, much...
and 2 Salmoniers today. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of us. And we have 3 now total? 3
yes,
Salmoniers?
Yes, we have 3. Yeah. Yes. Michael is the OG. He's
Michael,
the OG,
he is the
followed
OG.
By Brian. And
well,
then
but he's
now
a certified. He's double
oh,
Salmonier.
He's certified.
He's certified,
yes.
Salmonier.
Yeah, he is certified. Yeah, the only 2 things I have is Adam, a celeb at the bank. We've talked about that before, where you walk in and they're like, Adam! awesome.
I like going into our little community.
They're like,
bank.
I want to take you out. Does he want to take you out to lunch? The manager?
Yes, the manager's taking me to lunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so Adam comes in, he's got a styrofoam cup. I'm like, where'd you get the cup? I had some coffee and a cookie at the bank. Like, I was chatting with all my friends.
They're so happy that we bank with them. They really are. They're just happy. You know, and when I walk in and I said, you know, I'm here to deposit my check. And do you need my card? No, I recognize you, Mr. Curry.
Oh, brother. And here, watch. I'm going to roll my eyes.
Would you like a cookie? Where's your beautiful dog you sometimes have in the drive-thru? Say, you don't want her in here. You really don't. All right. Do you have anything else?
That's it. We're just ready to go. We're ready to fly over the pond.
The next time you hear from us, we'll be in the Netherlands.
We're going to be in Spain.
We'll be in Spain. Sitges,
we will.
South of Barcelona.
So the show will probably post a little bit later than normal because, right? Yes, we're 7 hours ahead.
Yeah, significantly later. Yeah.
So if you want to stay up till midnight to get the show.
Don't hold us to the time. It'll get there when it's a podcast. All you do is just wait for it to show up magically.
I'll be documenting our whole adventure on Instagram and we'll be taking copious notes.
Yes. And thank you all so much
for
supporting us with your time, your talent, your treasure. We love hearing from you. CurryandTheKeeper.com. And darling, I love you.
And I love you too. Sorry about the bathroom jokes.
All right. See you in 1 week, everybody. Bye-bye.
In the evening.
These guys are 11.
Curry and the Keeper.